Continuing in the laws of Hilchos Chanukah, the Machaber tells us, "Benohagos hanashim shalasos malacha ba'ot she'aneros dolkos." There are some people that have the custom that women do not do work during the time in which the candles are lit, and perhaps you can hear this and say, "Well, that sounds like a pretty nice custom. It's a good excuse not to have to do any work for the men." However, the Mishnah Berurah tells us that davka nashim. Sorry, it's only for the women. Because a miracle occurred through them, as we'll see in a few moments in the following sif bet. Now it says that's only at the time ba'ot she'aneros dolkos, at the time when the candles are lit. Now that also doesn't give the women an excuse to buy one of those big candles so that they don't have to do any work all day. So the Mishnah Berurah says, it's only the time that a person is not allowed to derive benefit from the flames of the Chanukiah, from the menorah. That's only a half hour. That's provided that a person would light, by Seitz HaChachavim, after the stars have gone out, it's already dark, which of course we cannot do by the first or eighth night, because we'll discuss tomorrow, because it's Shabbos. It only needs to be lit for those 30 minutes. So, therefore, the women also only have this obligation, if they accept this custom, this minhag, that's the time in which they do not have to do malacha. However, it's brought down that not everyone holds of this custom, such as the Derechayim, the Chayadam, they don't consider this a minhag. And he says that some women try to stretch it. They say, well, I'm extra strict. I want to go, you know, mahadim and mahadim, I'm extra machmir on myself, and I'm not going to do any work, not just when the candles are lit for those 30 days, but the 30 minutes, but the entire day. So he says, Yesh limchos biyadam. If you hear such words coming out of a woman's mouth, you have to protest. You're not allowed to allow them to say such a thing. And he says a very interesting line, Ki habatala averahi. To a person to do nothing, you can't do such a thing. It's a sin. And perhaps even worse is hiding behind halacha, hiding behind a mitzvah, and saying, well, it's my minhag to do nothing. Well, that is not acceptable. Perhaps during those 30 minutes, that's one thing, if that is the minhag. But more than that, not. So what is the significance of why we allow women to get off the hook? They don't have to work for 30 minutes. Why is the significance of this? So it's brought down really the next sif, discussing the laws of the cooking, of making and providing for yourself a suda, which we'll discuss in greater detail another time, the famous words of the Lavush, which is brought down in the Mishnah Berurah, that really there's no obligation or mitzvah to have a meal such as like on Purim. Chanukah is not as much. It's brought down in the Ramah that if a person would be involved in zmiros v'sishbachos during their suda, praising and singing to Hashem, then va'oz havi sudas mitzvah. Then you can make that into that meal into a mitzvah. However, he says, Yesh omrim sheish l'echol gvina b'chanukah, that when it comes to the meal, whatever meal you have, it's customary, as brought down in halacha, to have literally cheese, but it means dairy products. L'fish ha'neis nas b'chola, because the miracle of Chanukah, part of the miracle, was with dairy products. Shachila Yehudis es ha'oyim, because the enemy, her adversary, was fed dairy products by a woman by the name of Yehudis. And the Mishnah Berurah discusses this in a little bit greater detail. He hoisa bito shel Yochanan Kohen Gadol. We read about the story of Yochanan, who was the high priest, who was the Kohen Gadol. So his daughter was also very instrumental in the Nes of Chanukah as well, Yehudis. That one of the decrees which the Yevanim, the Assyrian Greeks, made upon the Jewish women was that they would be defiled by these officers, by these Greek leaders. And she, who of course was, even though she was a powerful woman, she came from the family of the Kohen Gadol, she was also given this decree. And what she did was she provided for this person gvina, cheese and dairy products, and he got very thirsty, and then because of this he became shikur, intoxicated by the alcohol that she provided him. And while he was under the influence, she cut off his head and showed it off to everyone, and it caused everyone else to run away, which was the start of the miracle.